Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you guys are listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon site. The link is in the description below. And you can give me $1 a month, $5 a month, whatever you guys prefer. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about competitiveness and how I've been noticing weird trends have for a long time noticed weird trends within myself and within my competitiveness as an INFJ. And so I wanted to share those weird quirks with you guys because I'm sure you guys have the same kind of tendencies. When I was younger, when I was, in my tweens or teens, I had no competitiveness at all in me. But because I was in high school or in middle school and in school in general, competitiveness is a trait. It's a characteristic that is basically built into us as children, is taught to us as children, especially if you go to a typical school where you play sports, where you're competing with your classmates, or your grades are basically a competition with your classmates or with people your age or in the same grade as you, or anything that you do, there's a beauty pageants are a competition with other people with regards to your beauty or your extrovertedness. The fact that you become a class leader is basically a competitiveness about the fact that you're more liked by your teachers or by your peers. So I feel like everything as an individual, when you are a child in middle school, high school, any kind of schooling system, education system right now in general, even university, it's all about teaching us how to compete with others. I think it's just a general sense of society. Society needs competition. Otherwise, if we didn't have competition, how would we live, right? People think that, you know, if we didn't have competition, how would human beings do anything? People wouldn't care about making nice products. If we didn't have to compete with other people for resources, what would we do? If we didn't have to compete with people for jobs, we wouldn't do a good job. I think that's the essence of what people of society believes about human beings. The funny thing is that they've done studies and they have schooling systems, education systems, where there is no competition and people are still interested in doing their best, kids and people in general, because the competition doesn't come from outside of ourselves, and I've said this before, it comes from within ourselves. All human beings are interested in competing with themselves first, becoming the best version of themselves, becoming better and better every single day. That's one of the reasons why even if you work on your own as an individual, you'll still try your best because you're competing with yourself. You're not competing with anyone outside of yourself. But as I said, this is a trait that is absolutely ingrained and basically pumped into us with everything that we do as children. But as a young INFJ, I didn't understand what the purpose of all of this competition was. It literally did not make any sense to me. Why do I need to compete with people that I like, my peers, my colleagues, or my fellow students? I didn't understand why if I got a better grade than them, then I was better than them. Or if they got a better grade than me, then they were better than me. It didn't make any sense to me. We were just doing our own thing. You know? We were just having fun. And for me, as I've said before, schooling was very easy when I was younger because it just came very easily to me. It was easy to study. I had a good brain, I guess, whatever it was. And so it was easy for me. It didn't seem like I was working at it. So why am I, with a better brain or better genetics, why does it matter? Why do I get commendations for better genes, right? Unless I actually worked really hard at it. At that point, I didn't. So it didn't make any sense to me, right? But as I said, because schooling kind of really pumps you up with it, I would try and compete with people. I was very half-assed and half-hearted. Like, I really didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. I didn't care about it. But because that's the way the world works, I was like, all right, I guess I have to play the game. I've done a video on this before. And so I learned how to play the game. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to compete with people, right? Another thing that I've noticed that competition comes in between is siblings. And that's another thing that as an INFJ, as a child, I did not understand either. A lot of people, when my siblings were born, my younger sister, she was born when I was 3. My youngest brother was born when I was 5. And people would always say to me, oh, so you're going to get a sibling soon. You must be jealous that your mom's time is going to be taken away from you, or that there's going to be someone else that people are going to love. And I used to think to myself, why? I got a lot of love when I was young, and now it's their turn. It's okay. And I never felt that sort of jealousy of my siblings. And my parents were always surprised by that because, you know, I get all these siblings, not only my own related ones, but cousins and all that stuff. And it didn't make any sense to me to be jealous of these people because why? I always had the sense that there was enough love for me and for everyone else. Also, why be jealous over something like this, right? And so I love my siblings a lot. I still do, obviously. I love them so much. I took care of them. And if my parents paid more attention to them, I was like, yeah, they're younger than me. They need more attention. I'm fine. You can leave me alone. I can do my own thing, right? And so that competition with siblings also did not come up for me. I did not feel like I'm competing with my sister and my brother, either for resources or for love or for toys. I would give them everything that they wanted. If they wanted my shirt off my back, I would give it to them, and I didn't care. And I loved them. They were good people. They still are. And so this competition sense didn't come up for me, right? Now, fast forward to right now, and this exact kind of confusion about competitiveness still resides within me. I still don't understand what the point of competition really is. I will compete with people if that's something that they want. So, you know, if I'm playing a board game and everyone's like, oh, rah, 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 let's compete. I'm going to win. I'm gonna beat you up, things like that. And I'm like, all right, cool. I guess I could go along with that. But one of the reasons I don't like board games is I really do not have that competitive streak. I don't care if I win or lose. I just want to play the game, right? And this general sense of I don't care if I win or lose, I just want to play the game. I want to be in the game. I want to do my best. I want to keep on growing. I want to keep on learning. This general sense has stuck with me since I was a very young child. And so I don't understand competitive. I think that's one of the reasons why I had to leave the corporate field as well, because in corporations, you're basically competing with your colleagues for opportunities, for promotions, for recognitions, accolades, whatever it might be, right? And it didn't make any sense to me. Why should I compete for something that really doesn't matter to me that much? Just working for money. It was just for a job. But some people would just really take upon that and make it their identity. Their work was their identity, and they worked like crazy dogs. And the more accolades they got, the better they felt about themselves. And so that didn't make any sense to me. That's one of the reasons why I left, because I would not compete hard enough for my bosses to be like, yeah, you're doing a good job. I didn't care enough. I think that was a problem. And same thing, as I said, board games, competition in real life. Even right now, when people are like, oh, you should compete with that YouTube channel. I'm like, no, we're completely different. We're doing our own thing. Business as well. You know, I'm not competing with anyone. I want everyone to do as best as they can. And if people ask me for help, like my colleagues or my friends, I'm like, yeah, I'll give you advice. You know, I give advice to people all the time about YouTube, how to build their YouTube channels or how to grow their business or things like that. And so I don't feel this sense of competition. I don't think, a lot of things have to do with the fact that my spirituality says that we're all one person, we're all one consciousness, so we're just basically competing with ourselves, which in my head doesn't make any sense. So that comes into play as well, but also it does not make any sense to me, because for me, I feel like I live in an abundant world where there's enough, more than enough for everyone, if we didn't compete with each other and we didn't hoard. And so there's enough. And so I don't understand why I should compete with someone else when there's more than enough and the universe loves me and will give me everything I want without me putting someone else down, without me pushing someone else into the ground, without me competing with anyone else except for myself. And the competition within myself, with myself, is so strong that I literally don't have time to compete with anyone else. And I'm not even saying this as a tongue-in-cheek thing. It's actually very true for me, because there's so much competition or so much learning and growth that has to happen within myself. I'm so busy with that, with the growth and the learning and becoming the best version of myself, that I don't have time to look around and be like, all right, who am I competing with? Where is everyone else? Because there's no one else around me. That's a lot it has to do with as well, because I mean, I don't spend time with people, but also I spend a lot of time on my own and I'm competing with myself. I know who I'm competing with. I know who I am, and I know how far I have to go and how much I have to learn still, right? So obviously that comes into play as well into it. Now, I don't know how you guys are with competitions. I know some INFJs have mentioned they love board games, but I don't necessarily think it's a competition aspect of it. I think they like the community aspect of it, playing with other people, being silly, things like that. But competition in general, I feel like INFJs just really don't participate in it, are unable to participate in it. They don't get the point of it, I think. A lot of times I'm sitting there and people are competing with each other. I'm just sitting there thinking, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And this not getting it was since I was a child. You know, I'd be sitting there and someone's competing with each other in my school or my class. And I think to myself, why are you guys doing this? What's the point of this? What do you get out of it? You know, and so it was a complete mystery to me. It's still a complete mystery to me. And so I wanted to share this with you guys. I'd love to hear your perspective on competition and what you guys think about it. Do you think it's necessary for this world to survive? Obviously, capitalism is primarily based on competition. So I would love to hear from you guys. And I hope I was able to make sense in what I said. If you guys are interested in supporting me further because you like these videos that I've done, or you just want to support me in general, you can go to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below. And I shall see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.